So once there was a boy, probably about Jake and Ryan's age, who was watching his mother make dinner. And she'd been working on this dinner for days, actually. There was a very special guest coming to dinner, and she was making all the most wonderful foods that she knew how to make and that the boy knew would be delicious. But she had to start way in advance with the chopping and the marinating and the baking and preparing. And so time went by, and everybody in the house seemed to get more and more excited. And it was because this guest was really a special visitor, was a spiritual leader of the community, and they wanted everything to be just perfect when he came to dinner. So the day of the dinner came, and they got out their white linen tablecloth, and then they got out the china dishes that had belonged to Grandma and Great-Grandma, and they set the table, and the kids polished the silverware, and the mom chose the candles that were going to be lit, and everything was just beautiful. And the knock came on the door, and there was the holy man that they had invited to come and share a meal with them. And they welcomed him with great enthusiasm, and he smiled when he smelled all those wonderful smells from the kitchen and he saw the beautiful table that had been set. And just as everyone was sitting down around the table, another knock came on the door. And this time when they opened it, there was a wild-looking man with torn and dirty clothes who said, "I'm hungry and I need something to eat." "Oh my goodness," thought the mother, "what should I do? I don't want this meal that I've worked so hard on for this special guest to be ruined. Maybe I can take this man around to the kitchen and feed him there." But by this time, the man had spotted the sparkling table, and he marched right into the house and said, "This looks great. I'll sit right here." And he sat down next to the special guest. And without even waiting to say the blessing or any invitation, he just went ahead and started helping himself to big portions of all the food on the table. And he slammed his teacup down so hard on the table that he broke it in pieces. And every time anybody tried to start a conversation about anything, he just would shout out, "I need some more of this. I need some more of that." And he gobbled up his food. And then when he was finished, he got up and walked out and slammed the door without even saying goodbye or thank you. Now, the boy had been watching his mother carefully, and he saw that she was about to cry because everything that she had visualized for this meal, it seemed to her, had been ruined. But now that it was quiet, the holy man, the special guest, had something to say. He said, "You know, hospitality is a sacred duty, but it's much harder to welcome somebody who's rude, who shouts, who smells bad, who doesn't say thank you, who breaks your dishes. It's much harder to welcome someone like that than someone who's kind and polite and thoughtful and expresses appreciation." He said, "So I really commend you for the hospitality that you've shown here today." Well, this made such a big impression on the boy that he remembered it all his life. And even when he was an old man, he was a grandpa, he still was telling that story to anybody who would listen. And he told it because it reminded him of what Jesus said about dinner parties and banquets, which was that if you ever have a dinner party, a special banquet, make sure you invite the poor people. Invite the ones who don't have food to eat, who can't dress up in fancy clothes, who might be sick or wounded, who can't work and can't provide for themselves. Invite them to your feast, and then you will be truly blessed. We're going to join hands now and say a prayer. Dear God, we thank you for welcoming us, even when we sometimes aren't the best of guests. We thank you for teaching us, through the example of Jesus Christ, how to welcome and be hospitable to all. Thank you for your love poured out without reservation. Help us to welcome others as you have welcomed us. Amen.